Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous, and you are now checked into the rehab. Hope everyone is doing absolutely amazing, and I hope you guys are very, very excited and energized for today's podcast episode, because I, for one, definitely am. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you a little bit of a background story before we jump into today's topic. You see, this topic has kept creeping up in numerous conversations I've had over the years. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why we've never recorded a podcast episode on it, because I can't count the number of times I've had conversations with people, either online or offline, where this is the one situation that everybody keeps talking about. Everybody wants this. Everybody needs this. And everybody complains about why they can't find it. So obviously, it was about time that we covered it in a podcast episode. So that's why I'm super excited. So ready or not, today's topic is going to be, how do you get real in a relationship? Okay, the long pause was totally intended, so you can soak in the topic. And the reason why I want to talk about how you have to level up and you have to become real in a relationship is because people often complain. They say, and especially in today's generation, people are often like, I can't find something real. I wish I met someone real. I wish I had a real relationship. Everybody seems to be seeking, even if you are already in a relationship, everybody seems to be seeking that quote unquote real person, that quote-unquote real friendship, that quote-unquote real relationship. So what does that mean? Because at the end of the day, no matter how we slice and dice it, people want something genuine. People want something that they can depend on. People want someone that they can trust in. People want a relationship where they feel loved, where they feel respected. People want a relationship where they can grow in. People want a relationship where that person is their best friend. And obviously, all of these things that I'm talking about don't just apply to a love relationship. That's what you look for, or most people look for, in every single relationship in their life. And I'm going to tell you what the kicker in all of this is, right? And if you have friends, if you have family, if you're in a relationship, just ask your partner, what do you want in a relationship? A healthy friendship, a healthy family relationship, a healthy loving relationship. What do you want? And I guarantee some of the things that I've mentioned would be part of their wish list of what they're looking for. But what people fail to include in that wish list is who they want to be in that relationship. You see, it's very easy to say, I'm looking for this. I want the other person to have this. But we don't take a good, hard look at ourselves that, are you ready for a real deal? Are you? And sadly, most people are not. People can be complaining about how they're tired of fake emotions, fake people, fake relationships. And yet, when they meet someone real, they don't know how to behave. Because you see, it's easy to look for something real until you find that something real. And then you realize that you also have to be real. I know, that was a mouthful. Let me do it again. So everyone seems to be searching for that real deal, right? But once you find that real relationship, that real friendship, that real person, if you are not ready to be real in that situation, it does not last. Because here's the thing. With fake people, it's okay to fake emotions. It's okay to fake feelings. And I'm not saying that you should. What I'm saying is it's easier to do that, right? If you know that someone's playing you and you're also playing them in a weird kind of a way, there's a understanding there. And you might not even feel bad about the situation because you feel that they're doing the same thing to you. Now, when you meet people who are real, guess what those people are also looking for? They're also looking for that real person. But the problem is, in today's society, not everyone is ready to be that real. Because you see, what the world has done to us, what the environment has done to us, what social media has done to us, what failure of relationships around us, the 50% plus divorce rate has done to us, is it's turned us into cynics. And sometimes you get so used to dating people just out of convenience or just for show or just for having just somebody there that we get so caught up in playing a part that we don't even know who we really are, let alone being able to show our real selves in relationships. Yet everybody complains about it. People will be all the time, men, women, in between. People will be all the time that, why can't I find somebody genuine? Why can't I find somebody honest? And then you will see these same people that when they get lucky and they do find somebody that is real, that they're not being genuine in that relationship. They're either taking that person for granted, or they're mistreating that person, or they're lying to that person. And then they complain. They go back to complaining about the fact that, oh, that didn't last. But nobody takes the time to take a good, hard look in yourself. I've said it before on podcast episodes, and I'll say it again. If you want something that's genuine in your life, regardless of what type of relationship it is, you have to level up, because someone that's bringing a lot to the table is not going to put up with your nonsense, period, the end. Maybe they'll stick around for a little bit. Maybe they'll try to change you in some ways. Maybe they will hope that you will also level up. You will come clean if you're not. But at some point, if someone is giving 1,000%, if someone is really putting their heart on the line, and someone who's being genuine with you, they're going to want the same thing in return. And if they don't get it, they will walk away. Because people that are like that do know their worth, and they're not going to stick around in a fake situation forever. So my advice to whenever people complain about that is, before you go out searching for someone who's honest, before you go out searching for someone who's dependable, before you go out searching for someone who's genuine, ask yourself, am I all of those things? Are my expectations real in a relationship? Because it's very easy to demand or want or expect certain things from different people, certain things from a particular relationship. But at the end of the day, if you yourself are not bringing that to the table, one, you shouldn't be expecting that, because who we are is what we attract. And then two, you can't honestly think that if someone has all of those great qualities and they're bringing that to a relationship and they're giving you a chance, that they will settle for anything less than that. Because obviously, a lot of these people do know their worth. Like, if you're a genuine human being, you know that you're a genuine human being. Doesn't mean that you're happy about it all the time, because maybe people take advantage of you. Maybe you feel like you should treat others the way that they're treating you. But regardless, you do know that you're a diamond in the rough. And if you do not know that you're a diamond in the rough, I'm here to tell you that you are, because those types of people are the hardest to come by. And everybody wants them. And you can sense that. Most of the times when you're in a relationship, at least by the 3-month mark, you have somewhat of an understanding of who you're dealing with, what type of person that is. If you're really good in reading people, then you have a great understanding of what you have in a relationship. And if you do come across someone that's hitting all of your wish list and is that real deal relationship for you, then you need to take a step back and really just say, well, I know I found something real, but am I at that same level? And if the answer is no, and it's okay if you're not, if the answer is no, at that point, you have two options. One is to step back, because you know that you won't be able to give that person and this relationship the same energy, the same commitment, the same loyalty, the same foundation that maybe they're bringing to the table. Or you step up and you say, okay, I'm with someone that checks off all of my boxes, and this is that quote-unquote real relationship that I've been waiting for, and I am going to make improvements in myself for this person and for this relationship. And it really has to be your decision. You see, on the opposite side of the spectrum, if you're someone that's bringing a lot to the table and you continuously are demanding that the other person level up, it's not enough for you to keep saying, I want you to do this, I want you to change because I don't want to leave you. The person that has to make the improvements, it has to be their wish and their desire to level up and to give everything to that relationship to make it sustainable. You never want to put pressure on somebody who may not be ready for the things that you're bringing to the table. But then it's your decision to also walk away. So for all the people that always are saying, why can't I find that great guy or that great girl? Well, first of all, are you putting the type of energy out there to attract that person? And it's absolutely mind-boggling to me that some people don't think that they have to do anything to attract that. They just think that the God, universe, whoever you believe in should just fall the great relationship right into their laps. And that's unfortunately how it doesn't happen, right? We also have to do our part. Who we are, how we are, it attracts the energy. When we are happy, we'll attract happier people. When we're sad, we'll attract sad people. And that's basically because that's your frequency and your vibration. And that's what you're going to bring into your life. Now, sometimes you might get really lucky that you might be down in the dumps or you might not be the most genuine human being and something great falls into your lap. But can you sustain it? That's really the challenge. In the world full of fakes, and this is not to be cynical, but this is just the reality. In a world full of fakes, can you, one, find that diamond in the rough? And then two, can you hold on to the diamond in the rough? And before people start complaining, and that this is like one of my pet peeves, before people start complaining about who they're not meeting or the relationships that they're in, how they're not happy, you really, really have to be honest with yourself to say, okay, what part am I playing in this situation? And I always tell people that there's two sides to a human being. One that the world sees, the other that you know who you really are. Sometimes if you're really, really lucky and you've elevated in your life, you get to the stage where it's the same person that the world sees and who you are. But that's a journey that every different individual is on. And not everyone reaches that stage where they can be themselves externally and it aligns with who they really are internally. Most of the people, there's one face, one persona, one side that the world gets to see. And there are things about ourselves that we hide. And then there's someone who's really there. That's the real you. You look in the mirror and that's the person that you see. And sadly, so many people are just okay with like living fake lives where if you go on social media, there's this curation of some moments from people's lives that are not even the reality. They could be having the worst day ever, but all you've seen is a 2-minute snapshot of a highlight in the day, but you don't know what happened for the rest of the day. And they may have been miserable. And sadly, social media in some ways is a reflection of people, right? It's the same thing. You bump into somebody and maybe they're so happy and you think that everything is wonderful in their life, but they might be going home and crying. So I always tell people that the goal should always be that who you are on the outside is the same person that you're on in the inside. But until you get to that level, you know who you are. You know, hopefully, if you're very honest with yourself, you know what your strengths are. You know what your weaknesses are. If you are, and this is completely hypothetical, let's say you're a cheater in a relationship, right? Maybe you never got caught. Maybe none of the relationships that you were in, your partner ever found out that you were cheating on them. Congratulations. You're great at hiding your tracks. But when you look in the mirror, you know what you have done. It's not for the world to see. So then when you attract someone who's a cheater, are you really that surprised? Because that's what your real frequency is. That's who you genuinely are. And for better or for worse, like-minded people attract other like-minded people. Sometimes we don't even realize it, but our frequency matches and we come across someone and we're like, wow, that person has so many things in common with me. It's not a coincidence, folks. Without even realizing, we put our energy out there and thereby you attract those people. So if you're attracting people that are non-committal, when you're attracting people who are not faithful in relationships, when you're attracting people that are not looking for someone genuine, then take a good look at yourself. Is there something in you that you need to work on? And once you do, I promise you, once your frequency changes, you will attract different types of people. So that's the big thing of knowing what you need to work on for yourself without expecting all of those things from another individual. So before you go out searching for something real in your life, you really need to work on yourself to say, once I get it, am I in a position where I can hold on to it? And that's really the hardest thing. Finding something that's genuine or someone that's genuine is really the easy part. I don't know why people think that that's the biggest challenge. Why can't I meet somebody that's truly wonderful? There's more than 8 billion people in the world. I promise you, there's enough genuine people out there. So the challenge isn't meeting them. The challenge is being able to treat them in a way that they stay in your life. And the challenge is to reciprocate that in return. Because being in a relationship is not the difficult part. I honestly don't even know why people celebrate. Like when someone has a boyfriend, girlfriend, or somebody gets married, why that's a celebration. Because the celebration should really be that you've been together 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Because getting into a situation is the easiest part. Sustaining that situation is the difficult part. Because in order to be in a relationship that's long-lasting, and here's the kicker, that's healthy, that's loving, and that's a relationship that you are happy in, that's the challenge. I know plenty of people who would be in 5, 10, 15, 20-year marriages, but that doesn't mean that they're happy. They're just in it because either they can't get out or they don't want to get out. But doesn't mean that it's a happy, healthy relationship. So that's really what should be celebrated, is the fact that you made it there. But in order for you to get from, yes, we are together, to, oh my God, we've been together for 50 years and have been so happy, this is the best thing that's happened to me, you have to find the right person, which is the easier part. And then you have to make sure that you are someone worthy of that individual. We put so much emphasis on what somebody else is doing or isn't doing or should be doing that we don't take that hard look in ourselves and say, well, I'm expecting my partner to be honest in this relationship. Am I honest with my partner? Because when your frequency changes and you are honest in relationships, you will either attract people that will match that honesty, or you will have the strength to walk away from people who are not that honest in relationships. So it really starts with you. And yet, for whatever reason, we don't focus on that part. Anytime you ask somebody, you know, what are they looking for in a relationship? Very, very, very rarely will you find someone who says, I want someone that's like me. Most of the time, people want somebody in a relationship who has the qualities that maybe they're lacking, or their expectation from that other person is so much higher than what they're bringing to the table. And it's absolutely mind-boggling that when we're raised, we're not taught some of these things. And that's really unfortunate, because even when you think about society, we are not raised with the same morals and values that maybe folks were in our parents' generation or grandparents' generation or even beyond. Our morals and values have changed so much, and yet our expectations stay the same. Our morals and values of do you want a commitment changes on day to day. Are you really faithful? That might even be on shaky ground. Are you able to give 100% in a relationship? I'm going to tell you, most people don't and aren't willing to. But when you ask people, what do you want from someone? That list is so long. And at some points, it's also a bit unrealistic. And growing up, nobody ever tells us, unless you're really, really lucky. But most people will not tell you that, hey, if you're looking for that great relationship, you need to be this wonderful person to attract it. And if you're not getting the same in return, you need to be the strong person to actually walk away from it. So I hope that if you are with somebody or if you're looking for someone or even friendships and family relationships, the bar that you set for the other person is the same bar that you set for yourself. That when you tell somebody else, I expect or I want you to do this, this, and this, you're also able to look yourself in the mirror and know that you bring the same to the table. You know that your expectation of the other person matches the level of effort that you're willing to put into a relationship. And what's going to happen is when you match other people's effort, when you match other people's commitment, you will have a much more fulfilling relationship overall, because one, you will never feel that you deserve more from a partner. And two, because you don't feel that you deserve better or you deserve more, you won't be out there looking for someone better or looking for someone that will give you more. You will feel content in your relationship because you will feel that this person is my equal. And whatever that means to you. And as I've mentioned in some of my other podcast episodes, your perfect relationship might be something completely different from somebody else's perfect relationship. So your quote-unquote real relationship might be that you want somebody who's honest, somebody who's loyal, somebody who is there for you, so somebody who commits. Somebody else's quote-unquote real relationship might be someone that supports them with their job, someone who is there for them emotionally, someone who is honest with them when they ask questions. So your quote-unquote ideal or real relationship might be different from somebody else's. So the key really is not only to figure out what we're looking from other people, but to be able to match that energy and to exude that energy so that you are attracting like-minded individuals without maybe even realizing that that's what's going on. And the other part of it, as we've discussed, is really being able to sustain it. There's a lot of things that happen in relationships that will put you in shaky ground. You might have disagreements, you might have arguments, you'll have fights, you'll have maybe different priorities. Maybe at points your expectations may not match. But if both of you come to the table with core set of values that both of you bring and both of you expect from your partner, it's easier to move past conflict in a mutually respectful and with a mutual understanding going forward. And that's really the key to being in a long-term harmonious relationship. You have to feel satisfied in that relationship, and you have to feel like that relationship really gives you what you're looking for, and it's the best that you can do. Because let's be honest, how many of us would be like, I want to be the second best, I want to be the third best, or I want something that's the 10th best? No, we want something that's the best for us. And the same rule applies for relationships. If you feel that this is the best relationship that you will ever be in, and you know that means that the way that you get treated, the way that you treat your partner, you know all of that aligns, you won't be out there searching for the next best thing. Instead, you will be building a life together that's the best life for the both of you. And that's really the shift. You know, sometimes when people say, I'm looking for that real relationship, sometimes they mean that I'm looking for that long-term commitment. But again, if you want something that's built to last, you really have to make sure that the foundation of that is solid, that you are the best version of you the other person is the best version of them. And then together, you build the best relationship, which works for the both of you. And over time, as you grow, as you change, hopefully as your person grows and they change, the relationship will naturally evolve. But it will evolve in a beautiful way where hopefully there's more respect, there's more love, there's more understanding, there is a deeper sense of fulfillment, and even the happiness reaches new levels. Because now what you've done is you're beyond just the realness of this relationship, you're building something solid and you're growing with something. You know, one of the things that I absolutely love is when you hear old people talking about love and you realize that their meaning of love is so much different. They don't talk about how many times a week they get busy, but they talk about the life that they've built. They talk about the wonderful memories that they've had. And they'll tell you how that person is their best friend. And you can really see and you can really hear in between the words that they've gone through a lot. They've lived, but they've grown. And they've overcome so many things that now when they tell you that this is like the best relationship, this is the most sacred and greatest feeling that they've ever experienced, they genuinely mean it. That doesn't mean that the relationship was easy. And anything in life worth having will never, ever be easy. But it was worth it. And that's what you want to look for. Whenever you are ready for that quote-unquote real relationship, look for something that you can build, something that you can grow with, and something that you can look back at and say, you know, I want to be that person, maybe when we're 100 years old, and sit and talk about all the beautiful things that we've done together, share the wonderful memories, talk about the good old times, and just really know that this was my person, that if I could go back and I could do it all over again, I'd still be with that person. And at the end of the day, that's that real deal relationship. And that should be, for most people, their goal, if they do want to be with someone, that one day when they look back, they have all these wonderful memories. But somewhere in those memories, I hope you also look back on the growth. You look back at being the person that you were, how you met this individual, how you changed, how your life changed, and you find an appreciation. Because like I said, even though it's easier to find somebody who's genuine and somebody who can build with you, doesn't mean that they will meet you at the right stage of your life, or doesn't mean that they'll meet you when you're ready for that, or when you're grown or when you're mature. So that's the real challenge that you need to overcome. But if you do, or when you do, you have this lifetime of happiness, lifetime of memories to look forward to with this individual. And somewhere between our day-to-day madness, that's really the beauty of life. It's finding people, romantic and or otherwise, finding people that we can be excited about the future with, and finding people that we can look at in the past and say, we've lived a beautiful, wonderful life together. And we have grown in so many ways. And I wouldn't change a thing. So with that, my wish for all of you would be that if you're already not in that real deal relationship, whatever that means for you, romantic, a friend, a family member, whatever that real deal relationship is, if you're not already in there, that you wait to find it until you yourself are ready to be that real deal partner to someone. Because when you're ready and you find that person, that's when you will have something that will be long lasting. And I hope that whenever that happens for you, if it hasn't already, that you find the happiness. You realize that it's everything and more that people talk about, and you appreciate it and you take care of it. because every good relationship requires nurturing and requires you to make sure that it stays that way. And I hope at the end of it, whenever you look back, you say, I'm so thankful that I was at the right stage of my life when I met this person, and I was wise enough to take a chance with them, and I'm blessed enough that they're still in my life. So on that beautiful note, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. Until next time, you're now checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.